welcome all our marvelous viewers to this edition of Noteworthy News, Positive News for a Better World. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hot Bird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. In just 2 weeks, starting November 16th, Supreme Master Television will reach more households around the world. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2, Africa, Intelsat 10, Asia, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 25, South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available worldwide on www.suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Serbia wishes closer ties with Iran. In environmental news, the world's steel industry takes steps to monitor greenhouse gas emissions. In transportation news, Vietnam Airlines invests $5.7 billion in new airplanes. In tourism news, Tibet opens the world's deepest valley for trekking. In intercultural news, China's People's Liberation Army Symphony Orchestra has a very enthusiastic audience in Japan. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, on November 2, 2000, the space crew first entered the International Space Station. This station is a cooperative project of 16 nations, including the United States, Russia, Japan, Canada, Brazil, and 11 European countries. At an altitude of about 360 kilometers, it is situated at what is commonly referred to as low Earth orbit. Since its inauguration, there have always been a minimum of 2 people at the International Space Station. Astronauts from 14 countries have visited, as did the first 5 space tourists. God bless the astronauts and the scientists of the International Space Station for your valuable research. May safe space travel soon become a reality.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, The Dogs in My Life, is the number one bestseller. Enthusiastic readers of The Dogs in My Life have helped the book's stellar rise to be the number one best-selling book in the general category in Formosa. Supreme Master Ching Hai's books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, are also topping international bestseller book lists. In these colorful books, Supreme Master Ching Hai reveals the true loving nature to open the door to the secret world of inner communication with our animal friends. At a recent live video conference on October 25th in Formosa, with the media and attendees at the book launch of The Dogs in My Life, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared,
英雄的心是在心里，如果我们能够爱护一个小的动物的话，那我们可以爱护别的所有。所以我们爱动物就是也是帮助世界和平的。如果大家一起疼爱的话，不一定我们不会打仗了。当我们在爱护动物的时候，我们那个爱心啊，会自然 发达出来的。各位有狗啊，有鸟啊，有宠物，都会晓得这种情况。你跟他们在一起的时候， 你看他们，你就想爱他们，没有别的想法，没有别的办法，然后在那边爱护他。
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing the personal stories of her wonderful adopted bird and dog angels in her books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, as a reminder of the dignity and respect that is possible between all humans and animals. These beautiful books are now available at 400 major bookstores in Formosa and online at www.amazon.com.
Saudi Arabia's king to visit Pope Benedict XVI. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia is scheduled to meet with His Highness Pope Benedict XVI at the Vatican next Tuesday. This visit, which is part of King Abdullah's European tour, will be the first time a Saudi king has come to the Catholic Vatican State. Congratulations, Your Majesty and Your Holiness, for fostering a bridge that brings together both cultures and religions. May all in the world find peace through shared understanding, love, and respect.
Lion News, UN requests safe passage in Afghanistan. On Tuesday, the United Nations issued an appeal to Taliban leaders in Afghanistan to allow safe passage of humanitarian convoys in reaching needy Afghans. According to the UN's World Food Program, the estimated 4 million Afghans who are in need of food assistance this year can only be aided if supply lines remain safe and clear. Tom Koenigs, head of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, said that, especially with winter coming, the next 6 weeks will be crucial for our humanitarian efforts. Thank you and God bless United Nations for your noble commitment to humanitarian efforts in Afghanistan. May God protect and keep your convoy safe to bring comfort and stability to the Afghan people.
Lion News. China and Kazakhstan to meet next week. Chinese Vice Prime Minister Wu Yi will soon be going to Kazakhstan to discuss bilateral relations between the two nations, a foreign ministry spokesman announced on Tuesday. On November 7th, Ms. Wu will participate in the fourth meeting at the China-Kazakhstan Cooperation Committee at Kazakh Deputy Prime Minister Umurzak Shukiev's invitation. Congratulations, China and Kazakhstan, on maintaining good relations. May the upcoming meeting yield mutually beneficial results and lead to greater friendship and prosperity for both countries.
Lion News. Egypt hosts second Pan-African Forum on Children. Held in Egypt's capital of Cairo from Monday through today, the second Pan-African Forum on Children is being attended by representatives from 53 African and Arab countries. Speaking at the forum, which is focused on providing optimal protection as well as education and other opportunities for children, Kenya's Vice President Moody Awori said, "We have taken various steps towards developing realistic plans of action to guide our vision for a child-friendly environment." Thank you, Pan-African Forum and African and Arab leaders, for your concern and dedication on the well-being of children. May heaven bless all the children with abundant safety, happiness, and love.
Lion News. Norwegian Crown Prince visits Burundi. Norwegian Crown Prince Haakon Magnus is on a four-day visit to Burundi in his capacity as Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations Development Program. He will visit several humanitarian organizations, including a school for street children and a microcredit cooperative for women of low income. Upon arrival in Burundi, Prince Haakon said, "I am most of all interested in meeting Burundian people and in learning more about how people live here, their hopes and dreams, their aspirations." Congratulations, Prince Haakon, on your noble mission to Burundi as United Nations Goodwill Ambassador. We wish you a pleasant time and may your visit foster development, peace, and prosperity for all Burundians.
Lion News. China pledges $17.4 million to Cambodia at ASEAN Expo. During the recent China-ASEAN Expo, China made an unconditional contribution of $10.7 million to Cambodia and also announced a $6.7 million zero-interest loan for the construction of a new Council of Ministers building, as well as projects to benefit the Cambodian people. China has recently become Cambodia's top foreign investor, nearly matching last year's combined contributions from Japan, the World Bank, and the UN Development Program. Thank you, and heaven bless China, for helping your neighbor to prosper and grow. May Buddha bless Cambodia with sustainable development, a thriving economy, and lasting peace.
Lion News. UN Chief says tourism brings cross-cultural understanding. At the International Conference on Tourism, Religions, and the Dialogue of Cultures held in Cordoba, Spain, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that tourism can play an important role in forging bonds between people of different cultures. He added that the universal longing for peace and mutual understanding, coupled with the legitimate aspiration for prosperity and economic development, are common values of humanity shared by all societies. Thank you, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for your continuous efforts to help the world's people live in harmony. May we all strive to deepen our understanding and appreciation of other cultures.
Lion News. AT&T Vietnam aids needy children. The OLEXIS, or Vietnamese division of the American Telecommunication Corporation, AT&T, recently announced that it will donate $20,000 to the Christina Noble Children's Foundation, or CNCF. Services provided by CNCF include education, medical care, social opportunities, and job placement assistance. Raymond Ng, AT&T Vietnam's general manager, stated, "We pledge to join hands to make communities in which we live and work as strong and vibrant as they can be. Thank you, and heaven bless AT&T Vietnam for your compassionate partnership with CNCF. May all OLEXIS children be blessed with good health, happiness, and a bright future."
Lion News. Afghan farmers receive high-quality seeds. The Afghan Ministry of Agriculture is distributing around 8,000 metric tons of certified wheat seed, thanks to a 10 million euro project with funds donated by the European Union. The seeds, which have been tested for purity and germination capacity, will help Afghan farmers achieve higher yields and improve food security in Afghanistan. Thank you and God bless the European Union, Afghan Ministry of Agriculture, and all farmers who are working together for better wheat harvests in Afghanistan. May heaven's blessings shower upon your flourishing crops.
Lion News. New discovery gives hope to Parkinson's patients. Scientists at the St. Louis University in Missouri, USA, have discovered the chemical in the brain that causes the neurological disorder Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's develops when a protein called alpha-synuclein forms abnormal clumps, causing a loss of cells producing the neurotransmitter dopamine. When dopamine levels fall beyond a certain level, patients begin to lose control of their voluntary muscles. Researchers at SLU discovered that a naturally occurring chemical called dopal triggers the clumping of alpha-synuclein. Thanks to this new discovery, more effective treatments for Parkinson's can now be devised. Congratulations, SLU researchers, for your important discovery. May it help all Parkinson's patients to enjoy better health.
Lion News. Angola secures funds for national reconstruction. On Wednesday, the National Finance Ministry and an association of Angolan banks signed a financial agreement for approximately $3.5 billion to fund the rebuilding of national infrastructure. The loan was authorized by the Cabinet Council and guaranteed by treasury bonds secured by the national banks. Thank you and God bless Angola for allocating resources to strengthen your nation. May your beautiful country be blessed with happiness, love, and prosperity.
Lion News. Britain considers revising carbon reduction plans for greater sustainability. the British government is currently planning to reduce CO2 emissions by 60% by the year 2050, receiving encouragement for even more drastic reductions from British citizens and environmental groups like Friends of the Earth. The government promised to seek advice on how to bring about the changes. On Monday, Environmental Secretary Hilary Benn stated, "We're going to ask the Climate Change Committee to review whether 60% is enough." Thank you, British government, for your commitment to environmental protection. May the new legislation contribute to a healthier planet for all.
Lion News. Supreme Master Television announces broadcast on 10th additional satellite platform. Along with 9 new additional platforms, this November 16th, Intelsat 10 C-band at 68.5 degrees east joins the global premier launch of Supreme Master Television to 4 other continents via satellite. Intelsat 10 C-band reaches hundreds of millions more viewers in Asia and Africa, as well as parts of Europe and Australia. Beginning November 16th, Supreme Master Television will be broadcasting on a total of 12 satellite platforms to reach its worldwide viewers on 5 continents with its positive programming. These satellites include its current broadcast to Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa on Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. And the additional satellites of Eurobird 2 at 25.5 degrees east in the Middle East. On ABS at 75 degrees east, AsiaSat 2 at 100.5 degrees east, and AsiaSat 3S at 105.5 degrees east in Asia. Galaxy 25 at 97 degrees west in North America. On both Hispasat at 30 degrees west and Intelsat 907 at 27.5 degrees west in South America. Optus B3/D2 at 152 degrees east in Australia and New Zealand. And Intelsat 10 at 68.5 degrees east in Africa on Ku band, as well as Intelsat 10 at 68.5 degrees east on C band, reaching Africa, Asia, Europe, and Australia. For your convenience while traveling, Supreme Master Television continues to be available online at www.suprememastertv.com. Join Supreme Master Television this November 16th for special programming to celebrate this historic television launch event. We thank the Most High for this blessed opportunity and for His grace in the beauty and good that is uplifting humanity. May we all find inner peace and harmony with our brothers and sisters throughout the world.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Ohio, USA, our association members attended the Universal Light Expo, which is an annual metaphysical expo held in Columbus, Ohio. This year, the theme was Guardians of Light, with 150 workshops and over 300 booths. Our association members had a booth in order to share the good news about alternative living, the compassionate and sustainable diet. Guests who came to our booth received recyclable alternative living bags and flyers. They also viewed Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture DVDs and browsed through the spiritual books, including her latest publications, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life. As more and more people are uplifted through noble living, through the grace of God, may our planet become a beautiful and loving home for all.
In world news, Serbia eager to deepen friendships with Iran. Mr. Oliver Dulić, chairman of the National Assembly of the Republic of Serbia, met with Dr. Golam Ali Haddad Adol, the Iranian parliamentary speaker, at a meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. Mr. Dulić expressed his wish to further relations with the Islamic Republic and invited Dr. Haddad Adol to visit Serbia. Dr. Haddad Adol's response was favorable. Furthermore, he stated that Iran-Serbia friendship groups had been inaugurated in the Iranian parliament. May heaven bless the people of Serbia and Iran to enjoy warm and friendly relations now and forevermore. Coming up on Noteworthy News, OLAC or Vietnam invests $5.7 billion in airplanes. We will feed the birds and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Hello, I'm Shelley the Turtle, and a big welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Sourdough bread is a great alternative type of bread that is easy to digest. Sourdough breads are especially flavorful and keep well. When the bread is older than a day or two, all you need to do is steam the bread slices a minute or so, and they are as if freshly baked again. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's have a look at the weather from around the world.
Environmental news. The steel industry agrees to global approach to climate change. According to the International Iron and Steel Institute, the voluntary collection and reporting of pollution and carbon dioxide data will begin. This will be done by steel plants in all major steel-producing countries of the world. This positive development was announced at the annual Steel Congress in Berlin, Germany. The global steel industry accounts for 3 to 4% of world human-made greenhouse gas emissions. Thank you, the International Iron and Steel Institute, for self-monitoring to protect the environment. May heaven bless all those working together to safeguard our planet.
In transportation news, Vietnam Airlines places new plane orders for Boeing and Airbus. 12 Boeing Dreamliners at a cost of $1.9 billion are due for delivery starting in 2015. 10 Airbus A350-900XWB passenger jets will enter service in 2013. The Airbus deal also consists of another 20 single-aisle A321 planes. The total sum amounts to $5.7 billion. Congratulations, Vietnam Airlines, on your upcoming state-of-the-art fleet of airplanes. May heaven bless your passengers to fly in safety and comfort. Stay tuned to hear about the world's deepest valley opening up to tourism. We'll meditate on the radiant inner light now. Be back soon. You're watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In tourism news, Tibet opens Yarlung Zangbo Valley to visitors. The Yarlung Zangbo Valley in Tibet is considered the world's deepest valley, with an average depth of 5 kilometers from the rim to the river. Now, plans are to open it to guided tours from November to May every year. A 45-kilometer route will be available for trekking and tourism. Thank you and Buddha bless Tibet for sharing the magnificence of Yarlung Zangbo Valley. We wish blissful enjoyment to all those who visit and inhabit it.
In intercultural news, Symphony Orchestra of the People's Liberation Army debuts in Japan. China's People's Liberation Army Symphony Orchestra gave its premiere performance in Tokyo. 90 musicians presented works by Schubert and Chinese and Japanese classics. The delighted audience of over 4,000 included Japanese and Chinese dignitaries. Thank you, China's People's Liberation Army Symphony Orchestra, for sharing your beautiful music with others in another country.
Please enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, Too Sweet.
It's a wild cat came to see God from heaven and complained. Dear God, I'm so sweet, I'm so nice, but anybody, even the ants, the flyers, and anyone who come near me want to eat me. Why? What have I done? Because God say, if you are sweet to people, if you're nice and you don't do any harm to people, then people will never harm you, right? But why me? I am a candy. I'm so sweet. I always am very sweet. And people always eat me. Why? God say, you step a little bit further before I answer you. The candy say, why you don't like me? God said, just do it. Step away. Please. And the sugar was shaking, thinking that God got angry with him and don't like him. He said, my God, but what did I do? So the God said, you did nothing, but if you stay too near, I also want to eat you.
And now for our viewer's heartline. This letter excerpt was sent by Matej Della Corda from Slovenia.
Hello, my name is Matej, and I am writing you as a member of newly established multimedia center Studio 12 in Slovenia. The purpose of the center is to deliver multimedia educational content into Slovenian media space and raise its consciousness, thinking and goodwill. Studio 12 covers 4 major topics: healthy life and ecology, human relationships, spirituality, and good human practice, community projects. We are in the phase of launching and testing our internet portal. You can see it at www.s12.si. The reason for my writing is to ask you for some advice and guidelines for running such a project. I come across your television today and was very astonished by its features, broadcasting, different shows, languages, and especially the content. I even saw you have a video interview with Dr. Janez Drnovšek, President of Slovenia. At the time of this email, we have produced over 40 videos and are building a strong network of people and organizations who are willing to participate in the video production. But as I have written, we are just at the beginning and your advice is of great value to us. Best regards and all well to you, Matej Della Corda, Studio 12.
Dearest Matej and Studio 12,
Congratulations on your newly established Educational Multimedia Center and Internet TV. We had a chance to visit your site, and it looks very beautiful. Our hats off to you, and please keep up the good work. In terms of sharing technical experiences, we're glad to be of assistance to you to the best of our ability. Our staff has been asked to contact you to respond to your specific inquiries. We appreciate your kind words about Supreme Master Television and wish Studio 12 much success in your endeavors with God's great blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If you have any comments or would like to share inspirational news from your region of the world, please send to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Supreme Master Television is broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. May God bless you always.